Today we want to talk about America. Last Sunday we talked about America. Last Sunday we talked about how blessed we are in America. We talked about how blessed this nation called America is. I know that a few of us were here, but we established some facts. And I'm going to remind you of the facts that we established. One of them is that we established the fact that America is blessed. We established the fact that America is one of top 10 nations of the world. We established the fact that the GDP of America is about $21.43 trillion. And don't wonder what GDP means. GDP simply means the gross domestic product. And what does it mean? It simply means the dollar amount of everything that is produced, all goods and services produced in this country. And these goods and services do not even include the underground economy, meaning all fraudulent activities are not even counted. Even the things that you do at home, cleaning your garages, painting your homes, anything that doesn't present itself in the market is not even counted. And so we are producing economically $21.43 trillion in one single year. We established the fact that America dominates in military and in economic powers in the whole world. We established the fact that the U.S. population is top, and it's about 331,559,281. That's the population. And do you know that America is able to feed its population? Meaning that the GDP per capita of America, and what I mean by GDP per capita is our domestic gross domestic product when we divide it with the population, meaning that an average American earns at least $68,000 in one year. And other countries of the world, talk about China. China is about $10,000 a year. Talk about Mexico. Mexico is about $9,000. In one year. Talk about India. India is about 2,000. Talk about my original country, less than 1,000 in one year. An average American earns 68,000. So America is purely a blessed country. The unemployment rate of America is 6.1. The unemployment rate in my country is 33.33%. You see how you're blessed. So you are in a land that flows with milk and honey. Do you know the life expectancy of a person in America? It's about 78.54 years. An average American lives up to 78 years. In my country, it's less than 40. That's where you have found yourself. And you should be very, very, very thankful. So we have established that America is wonderful, great, awesome. But the recent thing that we are hearing make America great again. Why? It means if we are trying to make America great again, it means that there is something that is happening to this great nation called America. So America was great, and we want America to be great again. But let me tell you this. We are looking for greatness where there is no greatness. America has to be great again. Do you know that the whole world wants to be an American? I mean, the whole wide world, everybody. Let me tell you why America is looking to be great again. Because we are losing our glory. We are losing our greatness. Do you know that other countries of the world sometimes are now jeering on America? Do you know that some people in my country started making fun of America? I'm telling you. How? How dare you? This great nation, because we are losing our greatness. But it has to be great again. I mean, it has to be up there, and people are looking at it and still admiring it. Let me tell you why we are losing our greatness. When Paul read the scriptures, he mentioned them, and I'm going to point some of them. In Jeremiah 2, 10 to 13, has any nation ever traded its gods for new ones? Yet my people have exchanged their glorious God for worthless idols. For my people have done two evils. They have abandoned me. They have also dug cisterns that will not hold any waters. I mean, we do all kinds of horrible things because we have abandoned the Lord that decided to choose us. Last week, we established how America was formed in the Lord. But not anymore. Do you know that America was founded on the Lord? Out of the 55 people who signed the American Constitution, 52 of them, only three were not Christians. 52 of them were staunch believers in Christ. They were not neutral about Christianity. So, our founding fathers, based their governance on the Christian principles. And so on and so forth. Unfortunately, America today, we have succeeded in separating state and church, something like that, just to make the younger people, and their argument is that this country is not a Christian country. Have you heard a thing like this? But let's look at the Constitution of Delaware, Article 22. I'm going to read it. 1A and B. Every person who shall be chosen, I'm not making it up. You can go search it. That's why I mention it, so you can go back and look at it. Every person who will be chosen a member of either house or appointed to an office or place of trust before taking his seat or entering upon the execution of his office shall take the following oath or affirmation. I will bear true allegiance to the Delaware state, submit to its constitution and laws, and do no act wittingly whereby the freedom thereof may be prejudiced, and also make and subscribe the following declarations, to wit, do confess faith in God the Father, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, and in the Holy Ghost, one God, blessed forevermore, and I do acknowledge the holy scriptures of the Old and New Testament to be given by divine inspiration. That is what is their constitution. And people are saying America is not a Christian nation. Are you for real? Are you for real? There are consequences of our later leaders abandoning the Lord. The consequence is that we are losing our greatness. And we think maybe by being great again is to send people go back to their countries. No, it won't make us great. The reason is that in economics, to have good GDP, goods and services produced by people living in the country, we don't care if the person is a citizen or not. We don't care if the person is a Taliban, whatever, whoever the person is, we get together all goods and services produced. That's what makes America great. So if the people are not there, our GDP is going to fall and America is going to fall. The reason we are falling is because we have abandoned the Lord. Let's go back to the foundation of this nation, of this country called America. The consequence is that family ties are broken. Do you know that more than 50% of married people end up in divorce in this country? Do you know that? Go look for it, go search, and you'll find out. It's because we are losing our greatness. Relationships are crumbling. Crime is on the rise. You don't even know how many people that have killed themselves today. You have no clue how many people that have been shot today, especially in Texas, unfortunately. Threats from within and from without. I mean, how, sometimes I wonder how the terrorists even considered coming to this country. How dare them even try? Because we are losing something. Massacres, technology, bullying. You already know about the cyberbullying. And many little kids are killing themselves that somebody sent a text. You know, you are shapeless. You are too fat, or you are too skinny, or you are just little stuff, and people are killing themselves because we are losing our greatness. Suicide, we know, is on the increase. We now see that gender and sexual identity is now a national topic, has attracted political attention. And we are watching people getting into unnecessary arguments. I don't know if you heard the story about a grandfather who married his granddaughter. They met online without knowing. They got married, and the little girl, in fact, the man was 70-something, the little girl was 20-something. And so she was looking at the, you know, the pictures. I said, ah, I know this person. Hey, honey, how did you come about this person? How did you know this person? Oh, yeah, that's my daughter. You know, that's my this, that's my, oh, my goodness. Eventually, they discovered that this man that he married is her grandfather. Have you heard a thing like this? That's what God is asking in Jeremiah. Have you ever heard something like this? Yes, it's happening. And have you not heard a child that was, how many years was he? A teacher that was 42 years had a baby for a middle school child. Have you heard a thing like this, for God's sake? Because we are losing our greatness. We all sit back and watch stuff. Abortion is on the rise, and it's becoming a political thing. Let's not abort. Let's abort. Let them give them. I mean, all kinds of stuff that you wouldn't even imagine. A pastor was confronted because he had an extramarital affair with a member of his church. And when he was confronted, he said, yeah, I know it's wrong, but I'm just taking advantage of God's grace. The question is, are we taking God's grace for granted? Are we? It's not fair, though. Because Galatians said, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid it. Are we bastardizing grace? Are we making fun of grace? Taking it for a ride? Oh, because God is merciful, we do all kinds of stuff. I remember I came into my office and, this big glass was there. And I said, if I want to take my clothes, it's too open. So when I talked to Mike and who else, I talked to John. And at the Mike told me, the reason we put it is to be sure that, there's no abuse going on. And that made sense. And I say, it made so much sense because I was wondering, why is it too open? When I'm taking my clothes, trying to put my clergy clothes, I'm trying to see where to do it so that everybody's not looking at me. It made sense to me. So, and I was like, abuse in the house of the Lord? Have you heard anything like this? That it's even in the mind of people that a minister will do an abuse of children? That's why we're losing our greatness. And we need to stop. God is yelling to us to stop and to return to Him. He is begging us to come back. Because America has to be great again. But it has to start from the families. It has to start from the church. The church is getting into a mess. And we take it out. God wants us to come back to Him. And God is not telling us to not have freedom. God is supporting the freedom. He wants us to have freedom in Christ. That's the real freedom. Are we willing to humble ourselves and return to the Lord? Are we willing to be great again? Yes, we can be great again if we choose to be great again. And God wants us also to be great again. Amen.